9 Gimel Siv Dalet. At kama hem chashuvim ketanim. To what age are his children considered ketanim? At tinoik, a boy, at sheyel yud veishonim. Till he'd be 12 years old. You know, it's a year before the bar mitzvah. At tinoik is a girl, at sheyel yud al shonim. Till she'll be 11 years old. The filu hevi shtei sairis muta. Even if they have pubic hair, still muta since they're underage. Ubishnas yud gimel atinoik yud beiz atinoik is. In the 13th year, which means from 12 to 13 for a boy, or from the 12th year, which is from the 11th year to 12th year of a girl, if they're already more matured, physically matured, and they already have these hairs, then it's also the loy hefsek, loy vishtei sairis muta. They don't have the hair, then until the bar mitzvah, it's permitted to be with them without hefsek talis. Mishnas yugimu ve'elich, once the bar mitzvah, or student base, the tinokis, or bas mitzvah, feel loy vishtei sairis. Also, it's also to be together with them when you're saying Kriya Shema at the Brit Torah. So once again, we'll just summarize over here. The siman is that if somebody is with a foreign person, or we said it's right to be machmir even with his wife, if they are touching one another, then they have to have the hefsek talis between them. Or if they're facing one another, there has to be a hefsek between themselves and the other person. If they're not facing another, not touching one another, then there's no necessity for a hefsek. And once again, we're all talking about when the bottom part of the body is exposed. When one is with his little children, which we just got finished with it now, that are under bar mitzvah and don't have two sirens, then he does not have to have these hefsekim. Just he can't face them, because if he's facing them, there's a problem of connecting the erva. If a boy under 9 years old, or a girl under 3 years old, their erva is not halachically considered an erva in the melech. There's no problem also being facing it.